happen. It's time for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show on Sports Talk 977 is also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister Smokehouse, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Tire, and Ideal Portable Buildings. Text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Now, here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Welcome in, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm Ben Carlisle, joined in the Sports Talk 97.7 studio by my co-host, Beck Haynes. Louisiana Tech falls to LSU 38-21 inside Tiger Stadium. Beck, we're not here for moral victories.
Nope.
We ain't here for moral victories, but the Dogs played a pretty solid game on the road in Baton Rouge. If I recall correctly, I pretty much told you how the game was going to play out. I told you it'd be tight heading to the fourth quarter. I got blown up by the Tiger fans online, but they're welcome to call us, text us, 888-993-7762. Tell me I'm right. I'm not here to boast. I'm just here to speak the truth. But overall, your thoughts on the game Saturday night?
Ben, first of all, this is our first show this year. We come in with a slightly heavy fan heart.
Yeah, you know? Without a doubt.
So
we ain't pleased.
We ain't pleased, but like you said, solid game. That's a way to describe it.
Impressive to see Tech come back, make that a three-point game in the fourth quarter after, you know, basically
giving
everything.
Super not impressive in the first quarter. Tough to see.
Super not impressive.
Excuse me. I said it last week because I'm a genius. I said if we give Tech gives the ball over, ain't no chance.
Well,
they almost proved me wrong.
Yep. At the end of the day, two turnovers.
But I tell you what,
too much to overcome.
Right. I tell you what, just sitting in that stadium because I went, Ben, and I noticed you weren't there.
Oh, really? Yeah. I flaked out.
You know what? I've been thinking about that. The more I think about that, the more that kind of makes me mad because as a Tech fan. When's the last time we played LSU? 9 years ago? I mean, I feel like that's all we asked for is like a shot to play LSU, right? And you weren't even there.
Yeah.
This is a guy that made me go into the stadium an hour before every single game and just harassed me if I wanted to walk around a little bit more, didn't want to stand in the 100-degree weather for whatever. And you just harassed me because we just had to be in the Joe an hour before. And you wouldn't even drive 3.5 hours to watch the Dogs play the Tigers. The more I think about it, Ben, I mean, yeah, I represented Bleed Tech Blue. I was there. And I know you're going to North Texas this week.
Yeah,
so
give me a break. You went to one road game.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Ben. I mean, out of all the games.
You probably wouldn't travel to Grambling.
You know, no, I'd go. But I'm just saying, I'm a little disappointed. But anyways, I was there. So it was an emotional roller coaster. Skip said that in the press conference today. Couldn't have said it any better. You know, you just feel pretty defeated.
Well, yeah, and he talked about in his press conference, he talked about the slow start offensively, and he really didn't say – you know, it was obviously it was a lack of execution, but he didn't say that his guys were, you know, panicking. The moment wasn't too big for them. It was just, that's what it boiled down to. It's a lack of execution early in the game.
Right.
Then the middle part, especially in that third quarter, Tech really takes control of the football game, gets within 3 points with about 10 minutes to go before ultimately you come up short and skip that. That's what he said. He said it was disappointing to come out on the wrong end of that one. In a game that he felt like they had an opportunity to win. But, you know, Saturday night inside Tiger Stadium, it's always tough to come away with the victory. Ultimately, Tech comes up short by 17, 38-21, but they covered the spread. That's all that matters.
I don't know if that's all that matters, but I think you're right. And even as a fan, like, I didn't feel deflated. I did a little bit, but I wasn't like, oh, this is going to be a complete blowout. Like,
yeah. No, I told you it wasn't going to be a blowout.
I know. I said it too, but they were just mistakes that was like, that's not us, or that was stupid, or we're not just getting absolutely, like, hammered here. It's just that was a dumb mistake, and we just need to not do that anymore. And so as a fan, it was, you know, a little bit like, that is exactly what didn't need to happen, but it did never feel like we weren't going to be able to get out of that hole. And like you said, second and third quarter was a blast to watch as a Tech fan. Just super proud of the guys for that. And then my fear in the fourth quarter was that we were going to Tech was going to get run down a little bit. And I don't even know if I'd say that. There was a few calls, we'll get into that later, that were tough. And so that was part of what made it feel disappointing, because it was like, that was not the way – I mean, I don't ever want to lose, but I really don't want to lose on a call or two that I felt like Tech didn't get.
Yeah, we have a text from Taylor on the Fairway Carts hotline. As always, you can text us on the Fairway Carts hotline or text line, 888-993-7762. Taylor says the refs played a large role in Tech's loss. 2 to 3 big calls that were certainly controversial. SEC homerism was in full effect. They won't schedule us again for another 10 years after almost embarrassing him. He said it, not me, but I'm thinking it. But anyways, let's thank our sponsors before we get into more talk, what's coming up in tonight's show. Certainly a big showdown this weekend in Denton, but first to our sponsors.
Right, Ben, we got Brandon Dodge, Dairy Queen, Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Tire and Service, Scott Seafood, Ideal Portable Buildings, Brister Smokehouse Barbecue, and our good friends at O'Neill Gas. We thank you for your support and allowing us to talk a little Tech football for an hour and a half.
That's right. And, of course, we want to thank our title sponsor as well, First National Bank. And, you know, although Tech lost the game, Beck, I think probably the biggest thing that you're happiest about is you don't have to listen to me say, Tech is on a 5-game winning streak. They haven't lost since November. The win streak finally came to
I'm still a Tech fan, Ben. I want them to win. I don't ever want to listen to you, but I have to all the time, okay?
You're right about that.
Don't act like I don't want to hear it. Now, this would have actually had some validity to your win streak. It would have been like, oh, man, we actually faced a really tough opponent, we feel like, and Tech pulled out the victory. I would have loved that. I would have supported that argument a little more than some of the teams that we beat to our 4-game win streak. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, anyways, new win streak starts this week. How about
this
that?
This week. Tech needs it bad.
Also, Taylor chimes in again on the Fairway Carts text line. Bonnett has been a letdown, but Hardy is becoming a star. Best receiver Tech's had since Trent Taylor and Carlos Henderson. We'll talk a little bit in the next segment about the receiver play. It's no secret at this point. Adrian Hardy is showcasing why he signed with Oklahoma out of high school. Teddy Veal probably gets an opportunity to play in the NFL. I'll put it.
You said this was going to be a big game for Teddy.
Yeah, it was, and you know he didn't. You know he wasn't targeted a ton. I think he saw 7 targets, but Hardy sees 14 targets, catches 10 for 181 and 2 touchdowns. I think he's the next NFL receiver. You know, outside of Veal, like I said, I think he gets a shot next year. But Adrian Hardy is a stud.
Well, it was impressive to see him have that bounce back after having that fumble early in the game. Bonnett had the same situation.
And Holtz talked about the Bonnett drop pass that led to Jamar's interception, where I think LSU took over on the 28-29 yard line. He said, you know, a quarterback does get charged with an interception, but when the ball hits the receiver in the sternum,
not good.
No, you got to catch the football. So, all in all, tough loss for the Dawgs. We'll break down this game after we get to a few more of our headlines. Beck, did you see that Old Dominion shocked the college football world by knocking off Virginia Tech 49-35 in Norfolk? That's an Old Dominion team. I'll be real honest with
you. You were pretty hard on them earlier.
No, they're terrible. They are terrible, and I still believe that. But anytime a P5 school goes to a G5, you know, Old Dominion sells out their games on the reg, and I don't think that's – you know, it's not a surprise to see that was a raucous environment. But, you know, Virginia Tech losing that game, that was just such a shock to me because I felt like they were probably behind Clemson, the number 2 team in the ACC.
Do you think that's just a situation of totally not mispreparing, but not taking
maybe
that
overlooking,
game? Yeah, not taking that game seriously?
Well, and when you're on the road, things can escalate in a hurry. Things can snowball. You end up losing to perhaps one of the worst teams in Conference USA. Certainly after I took a shot at Conference USA a couple weeks ago, the conference has pulled out some big wins, but it's still dreadful. Charlotte got blown out by UMass.
I mean, we're not surprised by that.
Yeah, last time I saw UMass, I think Carlos Henderson's still running. Yeah, it's been 3 years. Anyways, looking elsewhere. How did some Dawgs do in NFL action? You know, we talk about, you know, Kenneth Dixon's on IR. You know, Justin Jellybean Ellis is hurt. Jeff Driscoll's not seeing a whole lot of action. But looking at, you know, in Dallas, Dak Prescott still hasn't completed a pass in 2018. But Xavier Woods returned to the lineup, starting at safety, had two tackles for the Cowboys. Certainly nice to see him back in action. Trent Taylor, he lost his pretty boy quarterback, Jimmy G, to an ACL tear this week. But Trent did have three catches, 24 yards. I don't know if you got an opportunity to watch the Patriots on Sunday. You're a big red zoner.
Yeah, that was awful. There wasn't a lot of red zone opportunities for the Patriots, I'll tell you that.
Well, that gave Ryan Allen plenty of opportunity. Punted five times for 43 yards. Jordan Mills and the Buffalo Bills go into Minnesota, knock off the Vikings, one of the better teams in the league. Kentrell Bryce had four tackles for Green Bay, and Tremont Williams had two tackles as well for the Packers against the Redskins. I saw an interesting article today. Seems like Bryce has been catching a lot of flack up in Wisconsin. With his play at safety, I think he's given up a couple of big touchdown throws, but hopefully he can right the ship. I know Mike McCarthy is still supporting him, says he will remain the starting safety for Green Bay. But, you know, the Dogs continue to produce, and I think when you look at things on Saturday night, one of my biggest takeaways was Jalen Ferguson.
Yeah,
man earned some money.
Yeah, you said you texted me and said Jalen put himself in the first round. You still believe that?
Oh, I'll tell you right now, you're going to have a dang hard time keeping him out of the first round.
What was you got some grades on him? Or
Pro Football Focus had him at a 90.8. Just to give you a little insight on a 90.8.
That's higher than any grade Ben ever got in school.
Yeah.
What was your insight on that?
Yeah, without a doubt. And the highest graded offensive lineman for LSU was like a 77. So Jalen Ferguson dominated that game from start to finish. He had the big sack of Burrow in the second quarter that forced a fumble that where Tech was ultimately able to, you know, force LSU into its first turnover. But, Beck, one question I have for you.
Hit me, BC.
And it's going to be controversial because that's who I am. That's who I am. Yeah. We like to sit here and say, the landscape of college football. A Saturday night inside Death Valley is one of the best atmospheres you'll ever find. Well, I find it hard to believe because I'm watching that game in the second half and the stadium's cleared out. And cue the text line. I know it's about to start coming. Well, it was Louisiana Tech. Well, guess what? When Alabama's playing at Bryant-Denny, it doesn't matter if Arkansas State's in there or if Chattanooga's in there. 95,000 are on their feet for all four quarters. So what was your take on the atmosphere Saturday night inside Tiger Stadium? I know Tech, Coach Holt talked about today, Tech had an impressive showing from their fan base.
Right. Tech's fan base was great. I sat in the Tech section. Now, I'm going
to
be honest.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to be honest. I got two things to say. First of all, on the way down there to Baton Rouge, I FaceTimed a good buddy of mine.
Yeah.
And he asked me what my response to Tiger Bait was going to be. And I said, what's Tiger Bait? And he said, that's pretty naive of me. I get it.
You're from Alaska.
Yeah,
we get
the last game I went to was actually the Tech LSU game like 9 years ago. So I just hadn't been in forever.
It's been a bit.
So I didn't know what that was. And he said, what are you going to say when they Tiger Bait you? And I was like, what is Tiger Bait? He said, that's what they say when the opposing teams walk around campus. They'll say Tiger Bait.
Yeah. Well.
Can you tell how that's not even
cool.
That's not even funny.
I don't think it's meant to be
funny. I got
funny.
Tiger baited a bunch of times, and I was
they're
like,
"They're about to eat
ooh,
you."
Good one, like you say that to everybody. So, just side note. That's come on, be more creative, okay? We don't go around saying bulldog food, like, but
dog food.
Dog
food would
that would have been dog food would be better.
Yeah, that'd be
anyway.
Bad.
So we walked in. It's an impressive stadium. You know, I hadn't been there since before all the renovations, whatever. People were telling me about that, but I forgot about the noise. That it was supposed to be a thing. Like, when LSU scored, there was cheering, but it wasn't like...
It was never deafening.
It was never deafening. Well, and I forgot about it until after, and I walked away, and I was like, that was never... Now that I think about it, it was never deafening. And I sat on the very edge of the Tech section, so I was, like, a couple feet from all the LSU people. Man, when it got to 24-21, it was awfully quiet over there, Ben.
Let
me tell you. So,
well, and Tech center Cody Russey talked about in the press conference today. He said, you know, the noise never really got to where it was a factor in the game.
Oh, no. I mean, I think Jamar could have been having whisper conversations with everybody. But also, let me tell you this. Tech fans, you need to be thankful about how easy it is to get in and out of a game the Joe, because you got to walk a half marathon to get from your car to the stadium. So I think that should be a huge reason why we feel the Joe every week. It's easy to get in and out.
Yeah, we do feel it, huh?
What?
Yeah.
I wish.
Anyway, so I just wanted to get your perspective on that. We're going to go ahead. We're going to take our first time out. When we come back after the break, we're going to dive right in, take a look at some positives, some negatives in Louisiana Tech's loss to LSU. And I got a message for Bulldog fans. You're not going to want to miss it. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud La Tech supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com.
Jeep Adventure Days are here at the all-new Brennan Dodge in Ruston. Take on some new adventures in Jeep, the ultimate in off-road SUVs. And now, save big on the entire Jeep lineup. Save $7,000 on the 18 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Save $3,000 on the 18 Jeep Wrangler 4-door. Get a 19 Jeep Cherokee Latitude for only $20,900 and save $9,000 on the 18 Chrysler 300. Don't miss Jeep Adventure Days at the all-new Brennan Dodge, 1301 North Service Road, Ruston.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Hey DQ fans, with the new flavors every month, the iconic Blizzard treat is hard to top. That's why Dairy Queen is bringing you the combo of the century, the new $4 Burger and Blizzard deal. Enjoy a world-famous mini Blizzard treat plus an entree like the new KC Barbecue Bacon Cheeseburger, all for just, wait for it, $4. Holy cheeseburgers, it's sweet meat savory in the all-new $4 Burger and Blizzard deal, only at your DQ at participating locations. This is fan food, not fast food.
Get all the scores and much more on Sports Talk 97.7 weekdays. Local Sports Talk starts with The Morning Drive with Aaron Dietrich and Jake Martin, 7 to 9 a.m. The Edge with Terry Waldrop follows at 9 a.m. And The Sports Company with Sean Fox, 3 to 6 p.m. Saturdays, it's The Nick Brown Show, 8 to 10 a.m. Then get the scores from Friday night with Mark Kramer and Terry Waldrop starting at 10. Your local sports and Fox Sports Radio Network is on Sports Talk 97.7.
Stuff about Tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back. Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Louisiana Tech travels down to Baton Rouge, falls 38-21 on Saturday night. But this was a game that Tech fans have had circled for probably ever since the deal was signed. And it was certainly circled leading up to the 2018 season, especially when you look at, you know, how positively Tech finished in 2017. And you like to say I flaked out on the game. And I did. You know, I didn't go. But
I even had a ticket for you and a free ride down there.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Let's not talk about that. But anyways.
Well, to your defense, you did have to co-host the Colin Show.
Yeah.
Tapes.
Hey man, I'm just a producer looking out for my host.
That's right. That's a true Hall of Fame producer right there. Anyway, so I'm prepping for the game, you know. Get me some shameless plug if you're listening, Popeyes. We'd love for you to sponsor, picking up some Popeyes. And I get a text from an anonymous source. And that source says, "You would not believe the amount of Tech fans," or not Tech fans, forget that, Tech alumni that are wearing LSU polos and shirts and dressed in purple and gold. And I'm not talking about 45, 50-year-olds. I'm talking 23 to 25.
They were just here.
That blows my mind. It makes me mad. We can sit here, we can argue all day about how, you know, you can support both teams. I'm cool with that. But in this situation, I'm not cool with it. You are a graduate of Louisiana Tech. Heck, I heard some of them were orientation student leaders.
Wow.
Yeah. School pride, how about you?
I sat in the section with a guy wearing a Tech shirt and an LSU hat.
Yeah, well, that's embarrassing in itself.
Yeah. I mean,
listen,
my gosh.
I'll say this. We can argue all day about can you support both teams, but I'll say this. If you're a recent grad with the recent success that the Bulldogs have, put on the blue and red. And if you got a problem or if you have a logical reason for not doing this, call us, 888-993-7762, because that's flat-out ridiculous.
Well, it's a good thing you weren't there then, because you'd have lost your mind and wouldn't have been able to focus on the game.
Yeah, you're right.
Wouldn't have had service, couldn't have tweeted your little updates on the game.
Yeah, let's go to Mad Dog Bob on the text line. Was it just me, or was number 74 for the LSU O-line jumping on most every play? Well, maybe so, Mad Dog Bob, because he had Jalen Ferguson getting down his throat in a quick minute. Yeah.
So, I didn't notice that, but also I was very far away. So
yeah, well, you didn't notice a whole lot of things I was telling you throughout the game. I'm really beginning to wonder if you were actually in the stadium.
I was there.
Anyways, looking at the game, you talk about the questionable calls throughout this game. And let's start in the first quarter. Tech gets a stop on LSU, three and out. Jamar hits Hardy down the left sideline for 33 on the first play before Tech has to punt. Tech punts it, and then personal foul, kick catch interference on number 24 for Louisiana Tech. So I'm like, man, that didn't look like kick catch interference. I thought he was blocked into him. So the announcers, you know, they're going to take a replay, you know,
right,
ESPNU. And they're like, I don't see where the flag was. He was blocked into him. And I'm just thinking to myself, SEC, SEC, SEC. It just means more, baby. Whew. That wasn't the only call that I'll have an issue with. But that first quarter for Tech was a struggle.
It was bad.
You talk about coming off your own goal line. Tech has a nice little drive going up to around the 30. Hardy fumbles. LSU, Devin White, speaking of the Tiger linebacker, the dude's the best linebacker in the country, and there ain't no question about it. Devin White can play the position. He picks it up, runs it back to the 3. Tigers punch it in. It's 7-0 before Tech's even exhaled.
Right. That was one of those situations where, you know, that was quickly like that's exactly what cannot happen.
Yep.
So, and we talked about that. I thought it was going to take no turnovers and a defensive score to beat Tech. But like you said earlier, it's tough to give a team like LSU 14 at the very beginning of the event. Can't spot them that much. Or it's a lot tougher to, you know, obviously come back from that.
Yeah, and actually that was the second touchdown for LSU, but I digress. They had driven 11 plays, 78 yards to go up 7-0. So that puts them up 14.
Oh, Ben, listen to this. We got a text on the text line. I went to Tech, but my cousin plays for LSU, so I wore both colors.
Well, tell your cousin to hold on for that night.
When the first time I read that, I thought it said my cousin went to LSU. I thought you were about to lose your mind.
Yeah, I would have lost my mind over that. But anyway, so 14-0, Tech gets the ball back. Jamar hits Bonnet in the hands. Ball kicks up in the air. LSU intercepts it. They score on the next play. That was after a field goal that had put them up 17-0. So then it's 24-0. And then I'm like, I remember a couple friends text me say, this is over. I'm done with it. And I know what I texted you. I said, Beck, this is why I didn't go to Baton Rouge.
I wasn't even going to put you on blast.
Well,
just
put me on blast because that's what I said. So it's 24-0, and I'm thinking to myself, man, how am I going to come into Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Tuesday night and just take the heat? Because I was ready. But Tech comes back, 11 plays, 75 yards. Jamar hits Hardy for a 20-yard touchdown. This wasn't the only time that Hardy went up and made a play over Greedy Williams in the game. I thought Tech had a really nice game plan. LSU played so much man coverage defensively, And Adrian Hardy made some big-time plays on the outside against both Greedy Williams and Christian Fulton.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what do you think? I mean, we've talked before about how Tech plays up to their competition and sometimes can play down. I mean, is that what you would accredit the ability to come back and to make adjustments in the second and third quarter?
I think
quarter?
It's just a mature football team.
Right, but do you think – I mean, obviously the game plan never really was able to develop in the first quarter because of the mistakes that were made, and that was fumbles and – in, you know, an interception that was basically a fumble. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that – do you think it was the game plan that allowed Tech to come in?
Well, Skip did talk about that in his press conference. He said, you know, they had thrown a few wrinkles into the game plan, and then, you know, Tech goes into the half. That's what they ultimately went into the half, down 24-7. I know Hale missed a long 49-yard field goal right there at the end, but he said, you know, the players weren't adjusting well to the wrinkles, so when they went in at half, Baker made some adjustments for the defense, and then – offensively, they said, forget it. We're going back to who we are. And then you saw a lot of success for Tech offensively. And Tech gets it to 24-21. You know, the nice fourth down touchdown pass to Bobby Holly. He has two catches for 2 yards and two touchdowns this year. I'll take that efficiency. Then Jamar hits Hardy on the long 42-yard touchdown in the end zone.
That was beautiful.
And at that point, the stadium was silent. And then LSU gets the ball back. Another questionable call on the sideline to D. Anderson.
Okay, so we didn't – obviously, the fans that were there, I know you weren't
there. It was out of bounds.
Was he out of bounds?
It was out of bounds.
I got texts and calls that said his foot was halfway out of bounds.
It was out of bounds.
He was almost in the locker room when he caught that ball.
It was out of bounds. And Holt said it supports it in his press conference. He was out of bounds. You can text us. You can call us. He was out of bounds. But all I thought to myself was, all right, they've had enough. They're not letting this game get any tighter.
Right.
And that's what they did. They ultimately drive down 31. Well, I think they got a pass interference call in the end zone on Snead. I thought it was a little questionable. Holt said that it was pass interference in his press conference.
You know me.
He was all over him.
Right.
And he didn't get his head around.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. You know me. It was right in front of us at Tech. I'm basically a referee. The ball was in the air. One was in the air. I said pass interference because he'd never turned around and looked at the ball. There was some people saying,
well, they'll let you ref in Conference USA this week if you can see that call.
They were saying that maybe he was pulling him. The receiver was pulling a Tech guy, but it looked like pass interference. I wasn't surprised that it was called that.
Yeah, me neither. So, ultimately, LSU scores to go up 10. Tech gets the ball back. Ends up, Jamar tries to sneak on 4th-and-1. Holtz talked about that as one of the regrets for him in the game. He wishes that, you know, he would have not snuck or ran the QB sneak, would have called timeout and let, you know, players make a play. LSU goes down, ultimately finishes up 38-21. Tough loss. But overall, when you look at this game.
Let me ask you.
No, I need to say some stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
So, first off, you can jump off the Jamar's not good enough bandwagon. And so can every other fan out there.
Save that for another segment. We only got 2 minutes, and I need to explain myself.
Okay, I will. I thought the offensive line was very good throughout. Jamar got sacked twice, both on the last drive of the game. Heck of a job in pass protection for against a very good LSU defensive line. Braden Fihoko, Texas Tech transfer for LSU on the defensive line, said that Tech can play with anybody. He said it, not me. Defensively, LSU rushed for 6.1 yards per carry in the second half, only 2.9 in the first half, only 2.9 in the second half. Blake Baker did an incredible job at making some adjustments. I thought the linebackers weren't very good in the first half. They were very good in the second half to slow LSU down. In the secondary, I thought Amik Robertson took away one half of the field. LSU, he followed LSU's leading receiver, Justin Jefferson, around. Jefferson had one catch for 12 yards. Shut down corner. You can say, you know, I know D. Anderson had a big game, 5 catches, 80 yards. I get it. Amik Robertson's a shut down corner. Jalen Ferguson's a first-round pick. That's what I take from that game.
He needed that. We never got that from Jalen last year.
He's having a huge year. Huge. And I think you'll see that continue this week. But maybe we'll talk a little bit about this game at 6:45. We got to get to a timeout. After the break, Brett Vito from the Denton Record Chronicle will join us to preview the matchup between Louisiana Tech and North Texas. Biggest game of the season coming up, week 5, fourth game of the season for the Dogs. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank. The Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat. And you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going out with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard, aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cart hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Louisiana Tech travels to Denton, Texas this weekend to take on the Conference USA West Division favorite, 4-0 undefeated North Texas this weekend. And to talk about the Mean Green, we're joined on the Fairway Carts hotline by Brett Vito of the Denton Record Chronicle. How you doing tonight, Brett?
Doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Brett, when you look at this quick 4-0 start for North Texas, what Seth Luttrell has done in such a short period of time, bringing this program to one of the better G5 teams in the country, what's the vibe that surrounds the program heading into this weekend's game with Louisiana Tech?
Well, it's just a lot of excitement about North Texas and its program and, of course, where it's headed. And this weekend will be particularly big for North Texas's program because of all the peripheral stuff that North Texas has built into this game. North Texas will officially break ground on its new $16 million indoor practice facility at 3 o'clock before the game, and then a thing that's been a long time coming, they're unveiling their statue of Mean Joe Green, program legend, at 4 o'clock before the game. So there's just a lot of excitement about where North Texas is heading and a lot of things that are surrounding this game in terms of some long-term projects that are coming to fruition.
And, you know, when you look at North Texas on the offensive side of the ball, obviously everything starts with quarterback Mason Fine. He's been spectacular throughout 2018. I know he played really well in the Mean Green's upset, or I don't know if I'll call it an upset, a win over Arkansas. How has Fine played throughout the season, and how have you seen him progress, you know, now in his third year as a starter?
Well, he's just been really consistent and really good. He's just a good college quarterback. You know, he really knows the system now. He's just a grinder of a guy, and he just seems to make the right decisions, which is part of the reason, you know, part of the product of the time that he puts into preparing for games, listening to Luttrell and Harrell. He's just everything you would want in a college quarterback outside of, you know, physical size. He runs that offense incredibly well. He makes good decisions with the ball. He's a very good leader, and he's just been consistent throughout the year. You know, he had a tough game last week against Liberty and just a torrential downpour, and, you know, helped North Texas get through that game, and now has them really cruising heading into this game against Louisiana Tech.
And Coach Skip Holtz for the Bulldogs talked about today, you know, you go back to the 2017 matchup between the two teams. North Texas's offense was more centered around the run game with Jeffrey Wilson. And now that he's graduated, Mason Fine's a year older, maybe the Mean Green's offense is more centered around that passing game. Is that what you've seen throughout the first four games?
Oh, definitely. Jeffrey was just a special talent, especially at a G5 type school. I mean, he's now with the 49ers. He finished his career as one of the all-time leading rushers at North Texas, which is pretty impressive when you consider the North Texas really, you know, different schools are known for different positions, and North Texas has really historically been a running back school and has had a number of NFL-type players and, you know, Abner Haynes and Patrick Cobbs and a bunch of different players like that come through. And since Jeff left for the 49ers, it really has kind of turned to more of the passing game. The talk in the offseason was how do you replace Jeff, and the general consensus among UNT's coaches and players was that it would be a team-wide effort, and that's really what you've seen. You know, Mason has distributed the ball to quite a few different players in the passing game, and then they also, it looks like they have finally hit on somebody to kind of replace Jeff in a transfer. Lauren Easley, who came over from SFA and sat out last year while rehabilitating a torn ACL, he went for 170 some odd yards against Liberty last week and really looked the part. He had 177, actually, now that I look at it. 177 yards against Liberty last week and really kind of looked like he may be their bell cow back. But I don't think that's going to change the fact that North Texas is going to really lean on Mason Fine and that group of wide receivers.
And as good as that offense has been, you know, throughout the season, the defense has been equally, if not better, than the offense has been. When you look at the 10 interceptions, I know they lead in many statistical categories, you know, not only in Conference USA, but across the country as well. Certainly some playmakers on that side of the ball. When you talk about Roderick Young, Brandon Garner, EJ Elijah, you know, Kerry Muhammad, Kemon Hall, and Nate Brooks, you know, those are just a few of the names. I know the two cornerbacks have three interceptions apiece already, but, you know, looking at that defensive side, what have they done that has made them progress so nicely from 2017 to 2018?
Well, I think the big thing is what these guys have said all along, because we've asked that same question. Because it's really not an influx of talent. It's basically the same batch of guys. And when you ask them why they are so much better this year, they say that it's just that they feel so much more comfortable in Troy Reffitt's defense. Because, you know, he came in and he switched them to a 3-3-5, and all along he said, you know, that they were going to need some players to fit the scheme, and they were going to need to get comfortable in that scheme. And it really took them quite a while. Last year they really struggled. They gave up 35 points a game last year. And then this year, for whatever reason, with just the same batch of guys back, they seem to be so much better, and that's what they attributed to, is that they're just much more comfortable in the system. They kind of know what they're doing. They're, you know, hitting their blitz package is coming through. They're getting home when they send people. And that's really just made a huge difference. And I think part of it now is the confidence factor. You know, they've had some early success, and then that, you know, against SMU and some of these other games that they played, and I think that's just kind of built. And, you know, now they're starting to play with a little bit more of a swagger, which I think is a big factor when you talk about defense.
And when you look at this game on Saturday night, I feel like it's safe to say North Texas and Louisiana Tech are the two best teams in the West Division at this point, especially considering how well Louisiana Tech played on the road last week at LSU. What are a couple of your keys to the game this weekend?
Well, to me, I think it's going to come down to, you know, can Louisiana Tech and Jalen Ferguson, some of those guys that Tech has on defense, make some big plays and slow UNT down offensively? Because I think North Texas is going to score, and I think Louisiana Tech has the type of team that can also put some points on the board. But, you know, if Jalen Ferguson gets home a few times and knocks Mason Fine around a little bit, you know, and Robinson at the cornerback, You know, he's probably one of the best cornerbacks in, at the Group of Five level, you know, out there. That kid's just terrific. You know, if they can slow North Texas down a little bit and maybe Louisiana Tech, you know, continues to play well offensively, you know, it could that would be a big factor in, you know, how it would play out. I think that's one matchup to really watch there. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, can North Texas continue to play well defensively? You know, they have played well early in the season. They did limit SMU and they did keep Arkansas in check, but can they do it again against a, what I think is a pretty good Louisiana Tech team that's got some good coaches there that should be able to make some adjustments and figure out a way where they can really get rolling offensively, or at least that's what you would hope if you're looking at it from Louisiana Tech's end.
Well, good stuff tonight, Brett. We're looking forward to a fun game Saturday night in Denton. How can our listeners follow you online?
Well, you can always check out our website. It's DentonRC.com. You know, just name of the town, and then RC, which is short for Record Chronicle. And then on Twitter, you know, I'm kind of lucked out. You know, there's not many Brett Vitos out there, so you just find me at @BrettVito. So
absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us tonight on Bleed Tech Blue Radio.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Brett Vito, Denton Record Chronicle beat writer for the Mean Green. Certainly some good stuff as Tech prepares for biggest game of the season. But Beck, before we get into breaking down the Mean Green in the next segment, I'm going there.
Do it.
And this segment might run over a little bit.
Taves, is that okay?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Taves said it's good.
Jamar Smith, I told you he was ready for the prime time. You said, Ben, he's just average, like I'm an average fan. And I can attest, you're an average fan. But he's an above-average quarterback, and it's time for you to eat some crow. Now, if you don't want to eat it tonight, that's fine. But after he does it to North Texas this week, it's time.
I would be stupid
to
not say that Jamar played a great game.
I'm not even
Saturday
saying he played
night.
A great game. He was.
He
in,
played a great game.
Okay, well, he played a great game.
Let me tell you what else. Tech's offensive line was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It looked like the Southern game. Like Jamar is still in the pocket, still with time to throw the ball right now.
Yeah, he's got time to throw.
He had all the time in the world for 90% of the plays.
Yeah.
And I know some people on the team, and you know
what? That's good to know.
You know what they said to me?
What?
They just LSU's defensive line just wasn't that physical.
Well, I can tell you LSU's defensive line might not be that physical, but they'll be that good and they'll play on Sundays.
Right. For whatever reason, Tech's offensive line was able to handle
that. Jamar Smith threw for 330 yards. You know the last quarterback to throw for more than that against LSU?
Probably Patrick Mahomes or something.
Yeah. Yeah. 370 yards in 2015. You might recognize Pat Mahomes.
Jamar took some chances. It worked out. He played great. I'm not frustrated at all with Jamar played.
Good.
Now, if he does it next week, then I'll really be impressed.
Well, if he does it next week.
Because this was a big game, but this next game has more significance.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Conference-wise.
If he does it next week against North Texas, you know what? You're writing a poem.
Oh.
Not only apologizing to him, but also praising him.
Okay, so what has to happen? I mean, what's the – is it like does Jamar have to win or does Jamar
win.
Have to – what if Jamar doesn't have that great of a game
okay.
and Dancy has 400 yards?
All right, I'll be the judge.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, it
Taves,
is.
Taves, you're gonna be the judge. You'll be the deciding vote.
Yeah, well, Taves already said you have no leg to stand on.
Right, okay,
Jamar,
well, I'll say this. First, I'm starting to chalk up South Alabama to maybe a little first game jitters.
Oh!
Of course, Georgia.
Whoa!
Listen!
It only took 3 weeks.
Listen.
Give me a break.
Listen.
Wait, hold on. Whoa!
I said
but
maybe.
I thought he had, but I thought he had 14 career starts, and that shouldn't happen.
Right.
Well, I thank you for admitting that.
No, I'm just saying.
I appreciate it.
I'm just saying I saw Jamar be rushed a lot more at South Alabama than I've seen in the last two games.
I appreciate it.
He did what
it.
He should have done at Southern, and he played better than I expected him to play at LSU.
Really?
Yep.
Well.
100%.
Well, hopefully he can continue.
I'm still not ready to name my kid Jamar, but I'm just telling you he's doing better than I thought he'd do.
Well, you might be naming him that pretty soon. I mean, heck, the dude's played in 22 career games, okay? 34 total touchdowns to 10 interceptions, and you somehow got a problem.
He threw three in the first game.
Yeah, big deal. Also threw two and turned it over two more times against Northwestern last season, and you weren't upset a bit.
I was too.
Oh, well, I don't remember it because we won. We won against South Alabama too. But anyways, I'll give you this. If he performs this week.
Give me just a 30-second, where are you at with Jamar right now? Just a read.
Oh, you want to know my Jamar hype meter?
Yes. What's your Jamar hype meter at right now?
1 to 10, I'm at about a 7.
Okay.
Now, if the Dogs go on the road this weekend and beat the Mean Green like I think they'll do, 10. I don't care. He can throw for 113 yards and 4 interceptions, but if we win, I can't stand the Mean Green.
I can't either.
I can't stand him. What's your hype meter at, about a 3?
No, I'd say it's probably – I'd give it a 6, Ben. I'm not even that far away from you.
Ooh.
It's trending upwards. I'll say that too.
Ooh, I don't know what you drank before this show.
I didn't drink nothing.
Anyways, let's get to a timeout.
He still has a lot to prove. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, well – he ain't got much to prove. A win this week will do it for me. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. When we come back, we'll preview the Dogs matchup with North Texas. We'll be right back.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Ram Power Days are here at Brennan Dodge, and the fastest-growing truck brand in America is offering incredible savings. Get an 18 Ram 1500 Crew Bighorn and save $13,000 off MSRP. Get an 18 Ram 1500 Quad Cab for only $22,900. Save $8,000 on the all-new Ram 1500 Crew Longhorn or Limited, and save $9,000 on the all-new Ram 1500 Crew Laramie. Don't miss Ram Power Days at the all-new Brennan Dodge, 1301 North Service Road, Ruston.
Got stuff you need to store or haul or keep covered? You need ideal portable buildings, carports, and trailer sales. Whatever size building you need, they'll build it right on your lot. They've got utility trailers to haul what you got from 8 to 16 feet, and you can protect it all with a new carport from Ideal, the number one Eagle carport dealer in the state. Store it, haul it, cover it. Ideal Portable Buildings, Carports, and Trailer Sales. 699-9426 or find them on Facebook.
All the scores, all the plays, all the playmakers. We will rewind the week in high school football Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. on the High School Football Rewind Show presented by University Ink Tattoo. This is Mark Kramer. Join me and Terry Waldrop as we break down what happened in high school football. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for the High School Football Rewind presented by University Ink Tattoo on your home for sports in North Louisiana, 97.7.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries. Just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Car Hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Beck's eating crow.
I ain't eating crow yet. I'm just
trending. Ben's having
trending
the time
upward.
Of his life. You're listening to the greatest tech sports radio show there is. The Dogs travel to Denton this weekend to take on North Texas, a North Texas squad that is 4-0 for the first time since 1966, looking to go 5-0 for the first time since.
If they do, I'm sure you'll call on the radio show and talk about how big of an accomplishment that is.
Yeah, they'll be 5-0 for the first time since 1959 with a win. The Mean Green received 10 votes in the USA Today Top 25 poll this week. They are 9-2 in their last 11 games. They've won 9 straight home games. Heck, Jamar might deserve the Heisman if he knocks him off in Denton. Tech leads the all-time series 9-7 with a 5-1 record in Denton. Beck?
Ben?
Skip Holtz with a win. Moves into sole possession of fourth place. on Louisiana Tech's all-time wins list with 41. The Bulldogs have 25 players on its roster from the state of Louisiana.
All right, Ben, let me tell you this. I had barely even heard of two of the teams they've beaten this year.
Yeah, Incarnate Word? Would they create Microsoft Word?
No. Who else? Eastern Illinois? No, that was Arkansas.
Yeah, they ain't.
I was looking up who Arkansas's beat because Mean Green just took it to them.
Yeah, Mean Green ain't played a whole lot. They played SMU. We know what Sonny Dykes is in year one.
We did that to SMU.
Yeah, takes him some time to get that system installed. They knocked off an Arkansas club that
got shocked, frankly. They got shocked.
No, Arkansas deserves to be in the FCS in 2018. And then they beat Liberty. And we ain't talking the statue.
My sister went to Liberty, and I guarantee she didn't even know they had a football team. So I'm
not
impressed.
They just got it about 3 years ago.
Well, then that would be why, because
yeah,
they were not there.
So let me tell you something about North Texas' schedule. It's weak. Weak. They ain't beat nobody. So all this stuff, North Texas averaging 50 points a game. They're only giving up 15 points a game. They lead the, you know, they're 12th in the nation in passing yards. They can run it, too. They got the best receivers in the country while also getting 10 interceptions on defense. They got cornerbacks that just catch everything like they're Darrell Revis out there. Well, flag football season's over.
Right.
Dogs are coming to town. When you look at this matchup last season, and this was a question that was posed to Holtz in his press conference today. He said, you know, Tech fell last year 24-23. Did you go to that game or did you
no.
go hunting?
Was it?
It was a day game. Homecoming.
Oh, I was there.
At the Joe. I didn't know if you were going hunting. That's what average fans do. So, anyways, North Texas ran all over the Dogs. Jeffrey Wilson, he's gone, but he averaged 8 yards a carry. Tech only had 315 total yards of offense. On the flip side, North Texas was 9 of 15 on third down. I'll tell you what, those three things must change headed to North Texas. Let me tell you a little something about the Mean Green this year in 2018. Mason Fine, 71% of his throws are thrown at the line of scrimmage or within 10 yards of it. He ain't pushing the ball down the field. He's short, and they list him at 5'11", but he's 5'8".
Jeez.
He has four really good receivers, Bussey, Darden, Lawrence, and Guyton.
So who's a meet going to be on?
He'll be on Bussey or Guyton. Guyton's a Notre Dame transfer. Really good player. The tight end, yeah, the dreaded tight end that has given Tech issues for years, Kelvin Smith, 14 catches for 148 yards. Then you look at the defensive side, Keeman Hall, Nate Brooks, Kyari Muhammad all have three interceptions. Muhammad's a safety while Hall and Brooks play corner. They have four receivers with at least 14 catches. So I tell you all this. I don't like North Texas. I don't know if Tech can beat North Texas. But there's one thing that I want Tech to do, and that is to beat North Texas convincingly. I don't know if you've been on – well, no, I do know. You haven't been on a North Texas message board this year.
No, I haven't.
Not one person has projected them to lose. And they're projecting them to win by an average of 24 points.
Against the Dogs?
You got the big head, you think?
This is potentially a really good situation for
Tech. I think Tech handles this game.
I picked Tech to win beginning of the year.
Yeah, I still think they do. They haven't seen a defense like this. So what if you've been beating up on some flag football teams? Jalen Ferguson's about to be coming off the edge. Let's go to Anthony on the text.
Yeah, you want to read this to you, Ben, so you can respond immediately?
Yeah, come on.
So y'all are admitting a weak schedule team is fixing to dominate La Tech. Did we say that?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
No, I didn't.
Saturday was the worst-case scenario for La Tech. LSU took it easy. Tech has the big head, and starting this week will be brought back to reality.
Okay.
Is this guy from North Texas? Or actually, I can't say where I think he might be from.
Baton Rouge?
No. Can't say it.
Listen, for one, I'm not saying North Texas will dominate Tech. For two, LSU took it easy on Tech. Please expand on that on the Fairway Carts text line. They took it easy. I'm confused.
They scored the most points they scored all year, right? Or tied it, or close to it?
Yeah. Tech has the big head. Not many teams get the big head after a loss. Tech will not be brought back to reality. Tech will take control of Conference USA. But when you look at this from a Tech perspective.
Yeah, let me ask you, what does this game mean Conference USA-wise? So I know North Texas is number one in Conference USA right now.
Well, no, they're not number one in Conference USA. Neither team has played a conference game. They're
projected.
Yeah, projected.
Projected to be number one.
Yeah, by the media.
Okay, so
Colin Cowherd.
Projected FAU, Tech, and North Texas are going to be battling it out for...
FAU's on the opposite side. Right. They're in the East Division.
Okay, so
this is a West Division matchup. It's all about winning your side of the division.
Okay, so...
to play for the conference championship.
Unless if Tech loses this game, unless North Texas slips up somewhere else in the schedule.
So if Tech loses this game, they essentially have to have North Texas lose two games in conference because you don't have the tiebreaker.
Right.
If you end up tied. So, like it or not.
In order, you're saying that North Texas has to lose two games in order for Tech to potentially be conference champion?
Yeah.
So if
Tech loses this game.
So if Tech loses this game, there's no other way to be conference champion unless North Texas loses two.
At least.
So this is literally a conference championship, a pre-conference, a semifinals.
You said it. You
assuming Tech can get past
the rest of its schedule.
The rest of its schedule. In the West.
Yeah. So, and I'll be bold here. This is for the West Division. I don't see Southern Miss giving North Texas or Tech. I know Southern Miss is a thorn in Tech's side, but I don't think they have it this year. UTSA's terrible. UTEP's terrible. Rice is terrible. Lord. What's the text line say?
LSU always plays down to the little kids. They play down to La Tech level like they did with Southeastern and all other FCS and G5.
Yeah.
Do you even need to comment on that, Ben? I mean.
Yeah. Good call, Anthony. Good call. You nailed it. Anyways. This is for the West Division. Tech needs to win this game. What must Tech do to win this game? Well, I think number one, it starts with the quarterback. Jamar Smith must play one of his better games of the season. Now, as well as he played against LSU, he finished 27 of 50 with 6 drops. Holtz talked about that today. The 6 drops can't happen. That's uncharacteristic. If you're going to throw it 50 times, I'll say maybe 2 drops is acceptable.
Okay, listen. Those slant routes that Tech started.
Yeah, you get sick of slant routes. I like them.
I like them fine, but not on Saturday. They kept dropping and they kept doing everything. And let me ask you this real quick before we get to this call. How much of that is Jamar? I heard people around me saying, he needs to stop throwing so hard.
Well, that's some crap.
I know, but still, I had to say it.
No, it doesn't matter how hard you throw the football. Like, catch it. You get paid to catch the ball. Like, that's what you get paid to do. Let's go to the Fairway Carts hotline where we're joined by Rafe. Rafe, how you doing tonight?
Doing good, man. First of all, don't respond to ULM grad / LSU fans. It's not worth your time.
You're right.
You said what, it, we didn't, but hey.
That's what that is. It's obvious what it is. It's someone who is insecure and feels like they need to text that to a Tech radio show.
Good point.
Loser. Okay, so here's the thing. What we learned from Saturday is that we have a good team. I mean, that's the bottom line. LSU is a very good team. I saw them beat Auburn on the road. Auburn's good. I saw them beat Miami. Miami's not bad. Those are good teams, and we went and made the mistakes, but persevered and were in the game in the fourth quarter. Now, could we have won it? I don't know, maybe, but the fact is, we're in the game against the number 5 team in the country in the fourth quarter. That's something to take note of. The other things are, North Texas has not played anybody like us.
No.
In the sense that I'm not downing them. That they do very well what they do, but if they think they're going to get some of what they've already tasted this season, they're incorrect. We're going to go in and we're going to have a much better defense, a much better conceived game plan and scheme, and better athletes that can execute. So what I'm saying is I expect us to win the game. And so will we win the game? I don't know, but I expect us to win the game. And there's one major reason for me, my major X factor that showed up and showed out at LSU more than anybody in my mind. You know who it is?
Who?
Jackson.
Yes, very
Jackson
good.
Jackson is a beast. I don't know. I mean,
I love James
Jackson.
I
saw him in South Alabama being on the scene. I'm like, that guy's in the backfield. He's in position. He didn't quite make the play, but he's there. He's super fast. He's super physical. He can cover people running across the middle. He's the linebacker that we were wanting, and he is really good. And I thought, I noticed that early, but I really thought that he was extremely disruptive in that LSU game.
He
and
was,
I think
yeah.
that he's a key factor for the North Texas game. Now, I don't know if that's enough, but I promise you that they're not going to run over us. I mean, that's a given, and they're not going to just throw it all over us. So I expect us to win. I expect us to win by 10 points, not because I'm a Tech fan, because we're 10 points better than them. That's why I expect.
You're just
to
looking
win.
At the facts, Rafe, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's just the fact. I mean, we can get North Texas off their little dream boat because their home field does not mean anything to us.
Nope.
We just came from 101,000 people. We'll probably be as loud as they are at their own stadium. It doesn't matter. They have a very good quarterback. He's crafty. He's good. But he's not very good when he's on his back.
Nope.
And that's going to be a problem whenever you have serious pass rushers and serious defensive backs that you're going against.
Yeah, this ain't Incarnate Word.
No, this isn't Arkansas. First-year scheme, they don't know what they're doing. They're running around chasing. They don't know how to play right now.
Yep.
And so it's not that they're not talented, but this is the fifth year of Holtz's regime at Tech. He's got the team better than any team he's had so far, and we're a better team than them. That's why we're going to beat them.
Absolutely, Rafe. Great call tonight.
All right, man. See you later.
See ya. Man, we love when people like Rafe come in spitting
facts.
He
just spitting some hot fire facts, my friend.
Whew. Anyways, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap up our North Texas talk, take a look around Week 4 in Conference USA play. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
Get on the Express at Fairway Carts. The new EasyGo Express electric hunting vehicle is coming soon, and it's what you've waited years for. A silent four-wheel drive cart that seats four and has the power and torque you need. With trail tires, brush guards, and a whole lot more, Express is engineered to help you have a better hunt. The EasyGo Express electric 4x4, coming soon to Fairway Carts in Minden. Come by Highway 531 just north of I-20 or call 800-960-CART.
Hey, DQ fans, with the new flavors every month, the iconic Blizzard treat is hard to top. That's why Dairy Queen is bringing you the combo of the century, the new $4 Burger and Blizzard deal. Enjoy a world-famous mini Blizzard treat plus an entree, like the new KC Barbecue Bacon Cheeseburger, all for just, wait for it, $4. Holy cheeseburgers, it's sweet meat savory in the all-new $4 Burger and Blizzard deal, only at your DQ at participating locations. This is fan food, not fast food.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud La Tech supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubak Ruston Monroe, 97.7.
Get ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Let's go straight to the text line real quick, Beck. Text from Matthew, Jamar might have had six drops, but how many passes did he throw behind his receivers on slants and bubble screens? Watch the film. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I know he missed some throws. I mean, there was a 3rd-and-8 to Veal in the third quarter with 4 minutes left where Veal was open and he missed him. I know he missed one to Hardy. All I can say is when Holtz talked about Jamar today at his press conference, he said, you know, he played outstanding. So he was in complete control of the game throughout the night. So, I mean, you don't have to take it from me. Take it from the head coach. That's what I got to say. But anyways, about this North Texas game real quick. Tech enters as a 7-point underdog. Too high or too low?
I think Tech's going to win, so whatever.
Too low.
Too low, yeah.
Yeah, good call. You're a little confused. But anyways, yeah, looking at this matchup with North Texas, I think if Tech goes in, Jamar obviously has to play well.
I was going to ask you, are you about to answer my question? I mean, what do you
– Let me tell you my keys to the game?
Yeah, let me – I mean, what do you – I mean, you ask me every week. I never know what to say, so why don't you just tell me?
At least you're honest.
At least just tell me, Ben, what are you looking for and what do you think has to happen?
If Tech wants to win this game, Jamar is going to throw it 40, 45 times. He's got to throw for 300-plus yards. He probably needs 3-4 touchdowns. We know what Adrian Hardy's going to do on the outside. If Greedy Williams can't slow him down, I'm not betting on North Texas slowing him down. I know Anthony says Greedy Williams wasn't trying on Saturday night.
Oh, he just took the night off, man. You didn't know that?
Yeah, I should have known. But I think Teddy Veal needs to play well. Bonnet has to bounce back in a big way. Bonnet played a poor game Saturday night. I think he had 4 drops.
And you texted me at one point and said he was benched for part of the game.
Yeah, he got benched in that second quarter. He's got to bounce back in a big way. And then, you know, obviously the offensive line has to play well again. Holtz talked about it today, about how North Texas loves to bring a lot of pressure because they don't get a whole lot of pressure with their front four. I think I looked at their stats, and 8 of their 11 sacks have come by linebackers, and like 7.5 are by middle linebackers.
So what's going to be Tech's response to that?
Teddy Veal over the middle. I mean, he's going to be in man coverage on safeties. They're going to take some shots with Hardy down the field. He's shown an ability to make some plays. But also, defensively, I think Tech has to pressure Fine. Tech pressured Fine very well a year ago. I think that will lead to him having some struggles in the pocket. And then, you know, the corners got to play their game. That's what they have to do. And Tech will be fine. I ultimately think Tech end. I'll make my prediction in the next segment, but I think Tech ends up winning this game by 10 to 14 points. But, you know, this is a big game, biggest game of the season. This is for all the marbles in Conference USA. So Tech certainly needs to play well if they want to have an opportunity to win.
Is this why you're going to this game, Ben? The beginning of the season conference championship.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I ain't mad at that.
Let's go to the Fairway Carts hotline while we are joined by our good friend Robbie and Chalmette. How you doing tonight, Robbie?
Hey, yeah, this is Robbie and Chalmette. How we doing today, y'all?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I told y'all last week. I told y'all that the dogs are going to cover.
Easy cover.
And if you didn't put your money on it, then you're going to start listening to Rodney Chalmette. You know what I'm saying? Because they covered. I won the money. Now I did place a halftime bet. I did get a little greedy. And, you know, I didn't really do my math right because I had a couple of Bud Light. But, you know, it worked out okay. But I thought, you know, I'm not one to blame officials. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, we did have a little mojo going. We may have had a little slip-up call. You know, that's what happens when you go into Death Valley. You know, you may get a little home cooking. But, you know, I'm not going to blame the officials. But they did kill a little bit of our mojo. But that's okay. Because now we go into Denton, Texas. And I'll tell you what, guys. I'll tell you what. You listen to Robbie and Chalmette. You know, I've been working at the Pokey Plant a long time. I got these ins and outs on college football. I got a friend that's a bookie. But y'all listen, just for fun, though, don't put any of your money on. Just for fun, guys, you go ahead, get the dogs with the points on the road. That's what's up. Make your money. Do it for fun. Whatever you want to do. But this is Robbie Chalmette. Y'all have a good evening. I love you. Love you.
Robbie, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Have a good night. We're going to put our money on Tech this weekend to beat
North Texas.
North Texas, more than cover the spread.
Yeah. Well,
totally
I won $300 off Robbie last week.
Did you?
Yep.
I mean, I tell you what, Robbie sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Yep.
Did get a little greedy. Let that be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Listen to Robbie from Chalmette. He knows what he's talking about.
When you're talking about Conference USA play, I'm not sure I know what I'm talking about. I grilled the conference 2 weeks ago, Beck. You look ahead 2 weeks later, looking a little bit better, looking around Saturday's action. Southern Miss starts Conference USA play off with a 40-22 win over Rice. Jack Abraham, 428 yards, 4 touchdowns. He just keeps picking on Rice and Jackson State. Which one's worse, Rice or Jackson State?
I mean,
we'll let Prairie. No, right. Yeah, we'll let Prairie View decide.
Right.
Yeah, we'll let Prairie View decide in SWAC action. As we mentioned earlier, Old Dominion knocks off number 10 Virginia Tech. The Fighting Mike Sanford's at Western Kentucky. He saves his job for at least a week with a win over Ball State, 28-20. We talked with Brett Vito about North Texas' 47-7 win over Liberty in a monsoon. LSU, of course, knocked off Louisiana Tech, 38-21. Miami, FIU, a lot closer than the experts predicted. I know LSU thinks that, you know, Miami's the number three team in the country, but they only beat FIU by 2 touchdowns. I'm sure they took the week off, too.
Probably.
NC State goes into Huntington, knocks off Marshall, 37-20. New Mexico State, UTEP, in the Battle of the Border. I think New Mexico State might be of the FCS ranks this year. They knock off UTEP 27-20. And like I mentioned, Massachusetts blows out Charlotte 49-31. And then Friday night, the Fighting Lane Kiffins took one on the chin to Central Florida 56-36. Looking ahead, this week, September 20th.
Wait.
What?
FAU lost again?
Yeah, Central Florida.
Oh, that was kind of expected.
Yeah.
They're national champs.
Yeah, the champs. Don't tell LSU. Looking ahead to September 29th, this weekend, Old Dominion travels to East Carolina. That's an interesting game. East Carolina gave South Florida a heck of a fight this past Saturday. We'll see if Bobby Wilder can keep it going. Rice travels to Wake Forest for another loss. Southern Miss goes to take a paycheck at Auburn. Charlotte, Conference USA play at UAB. The Blazers will roll. UAB is actually 2-1 right now. Pretty impressive after I grilled them a couple weeks ago. Florida Atlantic travels to Middle Tennessee. This is a very tricky game for me. Middle Tennessee was my dark horse in the conference early on, you know, before the season started. I know they're off to a 1-2 start. There will be literally no energy in the stadium in Murfreesboro. I actually think Middle Tennessee wins this game.
Do you?
Yeah. I think Lane Kiffin falls to 2-3 overall. 0-1.
No shot.
We'll see. UTEP travels to UTSA for a loss. Arkansas Pine Bluff gave up 90 points a couple weeks ago to South Dakota State. We'll see how many FIU can score on them. Marshall travels to Bowling Green to take on Western Kentucky. And, of course, Louisiana Tech travels to North Texas. When you look at – what were you going to say?
I was going to ask you just about FAU. I mean, do you think that
– I'm not a believer.
I mean, do you think that, last year was a fluke, or they got a big head and thought they could steal a big game from Oklahoma or Central Florida and it just didn't happen? Or
I don't think it was a fluke.
I've seen a lot less come to the FAU food – not foods. What am I trying to say? Tweets?
Yeah,
from Lane Kiffin.
That's true. But I think really, I think FAU has some issues defensively. I think they've given up over 28 points per game in every game. I know Robinson's playing well at quarterback, but they just don't seem like they're clicking as well as they were last year with Jason Driscoll under center. Devin Singletary continues to be exceptional at running back. You can pick him on your fantasy team in the near future. He's a really good running back. But I'm, it's not that I'm not feeling what Kiffin's doing. I just don't think that he's
– I mean, that's two big games pretty early.
I think he caught lightning in a bottle
right,
last year.
Right, maybe so.
And people overlook. He lost to Buffalo last year. Yeah, so, I mean, it happens. But overall, I think the conference has bounced back nicely. Obviously, the marquee matchup in the league this week is Louisiana Tech at North Texas. I continue to believe that Conference USA – if not the worst FBS conference, is the next to last ahead of the MAC.
It's just because the bad is really bad.
Well, that counts.
I know. You're right.
Like the
bad
is
good.
No, you say the bad is really bad. The bad is terrible.
That's true.
And the good is not really good. You just listen to Rafe. Rafe, I mean, just Rafe told right. you that North Texas hasn't seen anything like they'll see with Louisiana Tech.
I think it's still way too early.
FAU's
to
2-2. Yeah. I mean, who do you want to go with? Charlotte? Marshall?
No, just give it. Let the season play out. We'll talk about it.
God. You defend this conference more than any. I'm beginning to think you're moving to Dallas to work for the league office. Anyways, we got to take our last time out. When we come back from the break, we're going to make our score predictions. I'm sure Beck will have some outlandish take. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank. The Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Fall brings all kinds of fun activities to the area, and the best way to enjoy them is with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts. Whether it's tailgating at your favorite high school or college game, driving around the neighborhood with the family, or just spending time in good fall weather, an Easy Go multi-passenger vehicle is perfect. Fairway Carts has a great selection now with new 2019 models coming in. So visit the showroom on Highway 531 in Minden, just north of I-20, or call 800-960-CART.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, blizzards, wildfires. When a natural disaster strikes, the Army National Guard's citizen soldiers are on the ground at a moment's notice. Whether saving lives, protecting property, or restoring hope, they're driven by something greater, a calling to serve their community. If you feel called to step up, stand out, and serve others, visit NationalGuard.com. Learn about the benefits of part-time guard service, like earning a paycheck, gaining career skills, and help with college tuition. Are you driven by something greater? Check out the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com.
Want to find out stuff about tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. As we wrap it up, Dawgs travel to Denton to take on the Mean Green of North Texas. Skip Holtz versus Seth Luttrell. Jamar Smith versus Mason Fine. Should be one heck of a battle. I know I've seen it mentioned at a few publications this week that it is the best G5 matchup of the week, and I certainly agree. Beck, I don't know if you've seen this or not. Actually, you probably haven't. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday night on BN Sports. Do you have BN Sports?
No, I don't even know what that is. Is it not the ESPN
No.
Plus?
No.
So how we get on BN?
You have to. Do you have Dish?
Yeah, I got Dish.
Yeah, you have to get the sports package for a night. Just tell them you need a free deal. You need to try it out, and you'll be able to watch the game. But anyways, when you look at this matchup, I'm excited. And I know you say that, oh, you're going to the biggest matchup because it's for the West Division, and you're partly right. You know, I really just want to get away, go see what Dallas is all about, let my wife shop. You know, have a good time.
It'll be an expensive trip for you, Brad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right.
We'll talk about it later.
So what do you kind of touched on it earlier. What do you think? Repeat it again so I can write it down and we can talk about it next week. Your expectations for Jamar.
I think he's going to go.
Okay. Last week or earlier you said what he needs to do. What do you really think happens?
He's going
to
go over 300 yards and he's going to throw for 3 touchdowns. He's going to have 40 yards on the ground.
I'll tell you what, I love it when Jamar runs, and he doesn't do it enough. There was one play last week.
He's just kind of indecisive. He's just a little indecisive.
You could have driven a tank through the hole, and he didn't go.
Yeah. He is a little hesitant, but I can understand it. We can't get our star QB hurt.
Right.
Also, looking ahead to next week, go ahead and jot down that you have to write a poem.
If Tech wins?
No.
We got to decide if Jamar played well.
Yeah, you will write a poem. What else we got for next week?
I mean, hopefully we come in here
well,
just
actually,
jacked.
Yeah, we'll be jacked. We'll also be preparing for a home game for the first time in what feels like a month.
Which
Tech will host UAB.
Hot take, Ben, I'm going to be honest. I can get over the super early season hot home games.
Really?
Yeah, I can deal with late. But, you know, we do.
But when it gets cold, you want to go hunt. So what? You just like it to be, like, mild.
You're right. I'll take it back.
Yeah. Oh. Can't let our listeners know what kind of true fan you really are. When you look at this game this week, what, like, I say 300-plus yards, three touchdowns for Jamar. What does he need to do to impress you? I know your scale's a little different than mine.
I mean, just no turnovers. I mean, we've seen what that does for Tech to not have stupid turnovers. And I think we get killed. Tech gets killed with that.
Yeah,
and Dancy, there's some question about Dancy's knee.
Yeah, join us, BleedTechBlue.com, $9.95 a month.
Find out all about his knee.
Yeah, you'll find out the full report on Jaquise, if he's expected to play this week or not.
I don't know much about North Texas defense, but we don't. Jamar does fine when we throw the ball.
Yeah.
And well, you're saying there might be some linebacker – some pressure from the linebackers.
Yeah, I think they're going to pressure us. But, I mean, he, like, as much as I defend Jamar, he has to be able to play well when things don't go as planned. You have to be good off schedule.
Right.
We talk all the time, or you hear him talk on whatever channel, Fox Sports 1, about how well Aaron Rodgers does when he's on the move. Jamar's got to show some of that as well.
Right. It's just toughness. Like, this is going to be a tough game. I just feel like it's not going to be a blowout. This may be our – Tech's first, like, grind into the very end.
Oh,
game.
I think it'll be a fourth quarter game. Yeah, but I think eventually Tech's going to wear them down.
I do too. I really do. And I don't even feel like that's through the lens of being a fan. I just genuinely believe that. I don't think North Texas has proved too much. They've done well with what they've been given, and they played a really big game at Arkansas. But other than that, I don't, like you said earlier, Tech hadn't played anybody like, or North Texas hadn't played anybody like Tech.
Yeah. Incarnate Word.
Yeah, a little bit different than Tech.
Yeah, but let me hit you with some quick facts, then we'll make our predictions. Among FBS teams in the state of Louisiana, who leads in 1,000-yard rushers?
I don't have a clue.
Tech and LSU have both had 12. Who are the other six schools in the nation that have had a 1,000-yard rusher in each of the previous three seasons?
I see it on the notes. I'm going to read it off.
Yeah.
Navy, Oklahoma, Ohio State, San Diego State, Utah, and Auburn.
Well, it'll be tough for Tech to get to 1,000, you know, get a 1,000-yard rusher this year, you know, if Dancy doesn't stay healthy. Since 2014, Tech leads Conference USA in all conference selections with 33. 16 of those were first-team all-conference selections. That's coming for you, North Texas. Tech is 10th in the country in scoring since 2014 with 2,132 points. Ohio State is first in that time frame. When I look at you, I know you like points.
I do like points. I miss those days of the many points.
You're looking for a 4 or 5 hour game that has a lot of points.
A lot of points.
Absolutely. And then my last fact, don't ask me why I've got these random facts. I was bored, and so I decided to pull them. But Tech's third in the nation in turnovers since 2014 with 116.
Turnovers forced.
Yeah, turnovers forced with 116. Memphis has 119. Washington has 118. All right. Looking ahead to the matchup this week. Let's go around the board. Let's give our score predictions. Beck, who you got?
This week.
Yeah, who you predicting to win?
I got Tech.
All right.
42-38.
Woo! I might not have a heartbeat after that one. Tabor, what you got for us?
I'm thinking Tech 34, North Texas 24.
All right.
34-24?
Yep, 34-24 Tech.
34-24. I'm going to say this. Dogs 42, Mean Green 27. Amik Robertson with a late pick six to seal it. And I'm chanting, how about them dogs, as I walk a half mile to my car when this one's over. How jacked up will you be next week with a win?
Well, I'll be coming in here with the Jamar poem, I'll tell you that.
And I can't wait to hear it. Anyways, great show tonight. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, recapping North Texas, previewing the Blazers of UAB. Thanks for listening. For Ben Carlisle, for Beck Haynes, and our Hall of Fame producer, John Tabor, we'll see you.
Listen for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Sports Talk 977 with your host, Ben Carlisle. Also brought to you by Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Time, Fairway Carts, O'Neill Gas, and Brister Smokehouse. Thanks for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 977.
Players.
How about Brett Favre comes out and says, and he has daughters, but he said, I mean, this guy played every game, right? He had an unbelievable streak as a tough guy who played through all kinds of stuff. And here's a guy saying, if I had a son, I would not let him play football. I think that's unbelievable
but to hear that
out of his mouth.
That's fine. Everybody doesn't have to play football. But the game is what it is. And I'm for making sensible changes that make it healthier. I think everybody's for that. I just don't think the way they've enforced this roughing the passing rule is sensitive. Like, our passer rule, Zach Ertz was saying it himself. Like, some of this stuff is just, it's the law of physics. It's gravity. It's like, I mean, it's physically impossible sometimes for some of these guys not to land on the quarterback. Even if they're not trying to, you know, drive him into the ground. I just think things like that, and I think that's what is at the heart of the competition committee seeing, you know, saying that they don't think the rules have been enforced correctly and the way they want them to be. That's what it's about. So we'll see where it goes. But, Rob, you saw Ben Roethlisberger last night. He flopped. And that is what you would see. It's human nature. If they don't change the rules, I think you will see quarterbacks flopping just like we saw in the NBA. Last night, he got hit on the head. A guy kind of slapped him, didn't look like it was too hard. And Roethlisberger, it was obvious he flopped. And I believe he got a roughing the passer penalty called on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers guy. So
yeah, but they do that in soccer, too.
That's
they
what
flop.
You're going to see.
All right, but they do it in soccer. They do it in a lot of sports. They try to fake out the referee, so that's nothing new.
And but we haven't seen that in football.
It's up for the referee to determine whether or not it's a real hit or not, and I get it. I mean, there's always going to be people trying to do something different and trying to, you know, get a call or whatever, so I understand it, but that's for the referee. That's why they're out there. They got to be able to determine whether or not it's a real deal or whether it's a flop. So as we move forward, the rule will progress and things will get better, and I think fans will enjoy it a little bit more than they have so far.
Well, that's the question. Does the NFL really care about player safety? We're going to get to that. But we got Panthers wide receiver Devin Funchess coming up. He'll tell you what he thinks about that next. But first, let's get to Deb Carson for the latest in sports.
Hey, guys. Well, this pertains to what you were just talking about. NFL Network says the league's competition committee is not happy with the roughing the passer calls thus far this season, and a conference call is scheduled for next week. Buccaneers head coach Dirk Koetter says he has told Jameis Winston and Ryan Fitzpatrick, who the starting quarterback will be Sunday against Chicago.
Jameis Winston.
Well, he
I
says,
bet you it's Fitzpatrick.
Let's bet wings.
I'll bet Fitzpatrick too, but yeah, you guys go with a.
All right, no, you too, Deb. Yeah. I want wings from you too. So you guys both have.
I want some lemon pepper extra crispy wings.
All right, we're on.
I'm putting my order in.
All right, Deb.
Boneless, please.
Okay.
Vikings running back Dalvin Cook practiced with the team today. Head coach Mike Zimmer says there's a possibility he could be ready to play Thursday against the Rams. Rams cornerback Aqib Talib is having surgery on his injured ankle on Thursday. Baseball news, Angels two-way star Shohei Ohtani has decided to go ahead and have Tommy John surgery as soon as the regular season wraps up. And great news, there's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Finally, NBA experts, you two. Coach Luke Walton says Rajon Rondo will start at point guard until Lonzo Ball is ready to play. As he continues his recovery from off-season knee surgery, Ball sat out the team's afternoon practice but is expected to practice tonight.
Hey, Deb, that's bad news for Lonzo Ball.
Yes, it is. I thought it was bad news for Lonzo Ball when they signed Rajon Rondo.
Chris, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think they like to start Lonzo. They hope he can beat Rondo out, but